You're listening to NewsHour. An official in northern Pakistan has called him a living legend. Another, at a time when all foreigners were being asked to leave northern Pakistan on security grounds, argued that one had to remain on the grounds he was indispensable. I'm talking about a 92-year-old, Major Jeffrey Langlands, headmaster of a school in Pakistan just 20 miles from the Afghan border. For a couple of years now, he's been on the lookout for someone who can take over the running of the school. He's ready to retire. Well, maybe not quite yet. He came into Bush House earlier today, and I asked him, when did he first go to Pakistan?
I first came to Pakistan from India in the army on day one, 14th of August 1947, and have been there ever since.
Gosh, so you've seen the whole of Pakistan's
Absolutely.
History.
Absolutely, and I doubt whether even any Pakistani can say they were for so many years.
And just briefly to run through what is an unusual career, you were in the Pakistan Army.
Yes.
You were a teacher at basically the Pakistani Eton called Aitchison College.
Yes. I had begun teaching in 1936 in Croydon at a small prep school and had been there 3 years. And then the war began, and so I went straight to the recruiting office on the very first day and joined up as an ordinary recruit.
Now, Aitchison College, you will have dealt with people who will have gone on to cabinet and to... I think Imran Khan was one of your students.
Imran Khan is the best known one.
The cricketer.
But one president, one prime minister, and various other people who've gone a long, long way.
But actually, more remarkable, really, is what you did after Aitchison, because you went to northern Pakistan.
Yes, I got a letter from the Secretary of Education on the frontier, which said, leave your comfortable job in Aitchison College and come to a difficult job in the tribal area. He had been a boy in my boarding house at Aitchison. He knew I couldn't say no to a challenge like that. And so I landed up in North Waziristan, which was the most backward and wildest part of the tribal area in those days.
Just to give an idea of the school you've been running for this last 20 years, it has how many children?
That has now 950 boys and girls, about one-third girls.
Learning together?
Up to class 5, that 10-year-olds, they're together. Class 6 onwards, they are separate.
Fees about, what, $10 a month?
Just about that.
And your salary now?
My salary now is 21,000 rupees a month. And talking to somebody in England a couple of days ago, I said, that's about £40 a week. And he said, oh, if you're unemployed, you get more than that.
It's about $60 a week. Well, it is a remarkable life you've had. And I mean, I know that you are hugely respected
in the
valley because you have provided a way for the children there to make something of themselves.
To really get somewhere. As a supreme example, one girl, when I went there in 89, there was nothing for girls beyond the O-level, 10th class, and she is now in Australia at Australian expense doing PhD.
You've got a PhD student from Chitral?
Yes, a girl.
Now then, you are now, I think, in your 90s.
92 and a half.
And there must be something in the air up there, because you do look very fit on it. But nonetheless, you're contemplating retirement?
Well, I may contemplate it, but whenever I go to Chitral, they say, and I talk about retiring, no, 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 you can't retire. You carry on.
You're looking, I think, for a replacement?
I'm looking for a replacement, because talking to everyone in Chitral, including my staff, they say, if you are going